Hi there. Welcome to Sound Healing Radio. This is David Gibson, and I've got a little laryngitis and a little sore throat. At least I don't have the virus. But I probably sound sexy or deep. Right? So our show, I wanted to do the show anyway because it's really, the show is about unconditional and universal love and how to access that with sound, which is totally appropriate for today. So our intention is that everybody might be able to access and live in unconditional and universal love all the time. That's all. So let me show you a few things that are happening at the Institute. Share my screen here. So we've got a open house coming up January 16th. We also have our next semester starting January 18th at the Institute in Sausalito. And then we also have the online classes starting January 11th. And we've got the recording class, which is online, January 18th. And we also have our voice analysis software training, which is February 5th. So you can check that out. You can also check out everything we're doing at soundhealingcenter.com. And here you'll see the classes we have, sound healing and recording classes. You'll also see the store with all of the equipment and instruments and books and technologies, sound lounges, the sound therapy center. We've got about half a dozen treatments we're doing right now. And then the Research Foundation, which will lead you to the Medical Sound Association, which has a lot of detailed treatments for a lot of different issues, including anxiety, depression, autism, dementia, and also the Sound Education Center, where we have over 500 exercises for kids for every age. And the new Research Foundation site. Oh God, I gotta show you that before we go. So here's the new Sound Healing Research Foundation. Oh no, that's the old one. It's still going to the old one. Let's see. Maybe it's this. It's Sound Healing Research Foundation.org or .com. Sound Healing Research Foundation. There we go. .org. Okay, so we've got a lot of information about how sound works here, but we also have a clinical research papers. So you can search, we'll have, within a couple of weeks, we'll have a couple of hundred here, but you can search by category as to what research paper you want to find or what category you want to find of clinical research papers. And then you can click on it and view that entire paper. We have a lot of full papers and some abstracts as well. And then we have all the research that we're working on here at the Institute. And then we have over 300 student research papers. You can also search by category. Some of them are, a lot of them are really good. And we have a grading system so you can see which ones are worth reading. Okay. And then we also have, we got a lot now, but we'll have like hundreds of articles and videos, YouTube videos to check out, also categorized, you know, for all different issues as well. If you know of or have any research papers or articles or videos that you think are must be on here, email them to me at david@soundhealingcenter.com and I'll post them. We also have links to the Sound Education Association and Medical Sound Association. But the other cool thing is our practitioner database. You can, by the way, this entire website is now free. So you can log in here and post any treatments you do as a practitioner, or you can go in and search for practitioners around the world or for specific issues that work with specific issues, people that work with specific instruments. And you can check whether they're online or not, right? And then do a search, and it's totally free, right? So if you know anybody that's a practitioner, Just sign in here, soundhealingresearchfoundation.org, and click to enter yourself as a practitioner or to do a search. We also have a little bit of information on grants as well. And again, soundhealingresearchfoundation.org. So that's what we have happening. Let's talk about love. You know, today is supposed to be about Christ's love, but it's really about unconditional and universal love. I mean, that's the essence of Christ's love. Christ doesn't have a dib on it, right? There's a lot of beings, including a lot of humans, that are running unconditional, universal love, right? First, there's unconditional love. It's really the essence of loving no matter what. I've found that I can remember and think to run love unconditionally. But I found when I'm just in the zone where I'm blissed out, full of love, there's nothing to do. There's no thinking about it or running a technique. It's just you love everybody anyway, right? When you're in that zone of love, right? It's interesting to think about how to access that and how to do it. You know, it's really a interesting state. I actually had a intuitive that told me years ago that unconditional universal love comes in through the thymus down into the heart. So I started visualizing it coming in. And then after about 5 years, I was able to run that energy through my thymus down into my heart like this. I'm not going to try and make sound because nothing will come out. Right? My frequency range is like a little bit up there, but not much. Okay. So unconditional love, it's like that's really the key, is to learn to how to access it at will. I've got a video I want to share with you, which is a video I put together on unconditional love. And it includes love, unconditional love for animals, for babies, beings that are the essence of unconditional love. And then the song is also unconditional love. In fact, it's a quantum field that a company called Nutri Energetics gave for me, and I embedded that quantum field in the song. And let me play it and run the energy of unconditional love. Okay, enjoy. Universal love is more the stream of love that comes from source. Of course, it's unconditional, right? And it's infinite. The frequency of love, at first, Leonard Horowitz said that there's research that shows that 528 hertz is love. But now he's admitted there's no research behind that. So a lot of people have reverted to 432 hertz, which some people say is the heart meridian, but I often hear a lower frequency. And can't quite do it. It's right in there though. And that's around 200, 250 hertz. We've done studies and different people hear love at different frequencies, right? And there's a little bell curve around 200 and 250 hertz. But the note of love that people talk about is F, the heart chakra, right? Although if I have people listen to all 12 notes, whether it's bowls or piano or tone generator, they rarely choose F as the heart, as the note that is associated with love for them, right? I found that it's all over the place for different people. They get different notes and different frequencies. There's also the tonality of love, which is often hue or ah or ooh or om or ner, right? And then there's also the musical intervals of love. I can't do it. Sorry, gonna have to imagine that one. The minor third and the minor sixths are the most common musical intervals for love. And sometimes the third, but especially the minor third descending, going down. Ooh, ooh. There we go, I can do it. Ooh. And then there's the music of love. What's interesting about music of love is it's often sad. It's in minor keys, but love is not sad, right? Love is beautiful. But what minor keys do is bring you into your emotions out of your head, and that's where love is, exists, right? So universal love is this energy that comes through. When I feel it, often I feel it coming in through my thymus, but I often get it coming down through my crown all the way down to my feet, right? Sometimes I just feel it in the top of my head, right? It's like these chills that I get of universal love. Some call it an opening, right? It's interesting on how different people access it. Some access it with nature, babies and children, and groups. Sometimes it happens in groups as well, when you're in a group, especially doing sound together. I've got one thing that works for me, one song, and it's by Sanatan Kaur, and it's called Heart of the Universe. And the reason I like this, because it's about universal love. The lyrics are, there is a place in and around us where angels sing on rays of light, and love pours forth from the heart of the universe. And then the string section takes off, and it's like the strings are the universal love, right? That's why I like it. It's really cool. It works for me. I'm able to access that love with this song. So let me play it for you and set your intention to access this universal love. Okay? Sanatan Kaur, Heart of the Universe.
There is a space that exists with us and around us. Where angels see on rays of light. On rays of light. And love pours forth. There is a space that exists with us and around us. Where angels sing. There is a space that exists with us and around us.
From the heart of the universe.
is a space that exists with us and around us. Where angels sing on rays of light, on rays of light, and love bars far, love bars far, love bars far from the heart of the universe.
Universal love. When you learn to tap into it, you're never lonely ever again. Because you know there's all the love in the world here. And it's infinite and never goes away. If you haven't learned how to access it on your own, that's your homework. It's the most important homework of a lifetime. Right? Then there's oneness. Oneness is where you feel connected to all. Even deeper is when you feel connected to every human being on the planet. We are all one. A lot more people feel oneness with the universe than they do oneness with humanity, right? It's really beautiful when you really see that essence of spirit that we all are, that we're all a part of. All of us, right? We are all from the same source. Therefore, we're all connected. It's interesting, different people, the way different people access oneness. Once you've got it down, it's not so hard, you just kind of tap in. One way is just to go to a place of peace, which sound works, right? The peace at the end of a slow fade of a crystal ball, right? Also, you can sometimes call in higher beings, right? Well, I've got a recording here of Tom Kenyon channeling higher beings, the Hathors. And they are singing through his voice, through Tom's voice, the energy of oneness. It's called Aethos. And so this recording has no synthesizers on it. It's only multiple tracks of Tom Kenyon's voice with the Hathors coming through his voice. doing oneness, right? So set your intention to go to a place of where you're one with the universe. We're going to listen to about 15 minutes of this, right? So you don't need to tone along with it. Just listen and go to the same place that these beings are at that are coming through Tom's voice. Okay, again, this is Aethos. Thank you. Everybody says that when you're one with the universe, there's universal love there. I have another recording I want to share of Deva Premal doing Om Namo Bhagavate. My good friend Lumen was the recording engineer on this, and Lumen has figured out how to actually record thought forms. He connects electrodes to you, and then he's actually programmed Pro Tools, the digital recording program, to be able to record like hundreds of tracks. He has to use four computers to be able to do it, and he's able to record energy fields. And so what he did after recording this song with Deva Premal, he actually recorded her transmitting love all the way through the song, just the thought forms, and recorded her receiving love and then being one with the universe, three separate tracks through the whole song. And he embedded it in the background of this song and cranked it up 1,000 times energetically. It's no sound, it's just energy. And so in the background of the song, Deva Premal is transmitting love, receiving love, and being one with the universe. So let's try this. Let's do those three energies. Let's practice, and then we'll listen to the song. So send love to the entire universe. Receive love from the whole universe. And be one with the universe. Three things at once. Transmitting, receiving, and being one with the universe. Okay, got it down. Let's listen to the song. Now let's do that. Transmit and receive love through the whole song, along with Deva Premal, who's also doing it. Okay. Here we go. Oops, turn it up. It's wrong tone. There we go.
Om Namo. Namo Bhagavate.
Now send this love to everyone on the planet who is suffering. Now send this love to the earth. Now send this love to yourself. Blessings of love and light to your heart for the holidays and into the new year. Hold that energy for the rest of the weekend, week ahead, weeks ahead, months ahead, years ahead, and lifetimes. Thank you and take care.